Hudds, Willick Tickoy, Washington correspondent. Any good news for our next guest on unemployment benefits being extended?
Well,
yes or no?
That's going to get – they will be extended. I can predict that. It'll get piled in with the tax debate. Not right away. It's going to be a nail biter because you won't get your checks for a little while. But when they renew it, and I think they will, retroactively.
Right,
so you got to wait a little bit.
Christmas cheer from Todd Zwillick. Thanks, Todd.
That doesn't necessarily help our next guest, Richard Iritano. He's a former senior VP of dining services at an international airline. His benefits actually ended in March of this year because he's – what they call a 99er. He went 99 weeks without a job on unemployment and now isn't eligible anymore. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
You know, I mean, you have an incredible resume. You have a PhD. You speak four languages. You've had two extremely high-level managerial responsibility positions before you filed for unemployment, and you're struggling to find a new job.
I think it's an idiocracy. I don't think education and experience are rewarded much in the same way that they used to carry some kind of clout. And I think a lot of that has to do with government and leadership and industry. A lot of our politicians, at least the vast majority of them, have not delivered on job security for the American middle class. And they have created a corrupt, and I don't like to use that word lightly, but there is a very corrupt plutocracy going on in Washington, and politicians, the vast majority, have not delivered for their people. They don't say what they mean. They don't mean what they say. They lie easier than they breathe. There's no censure. There's no expulsion. There are no consequences for behavior that I really consider systemic failure.
Well, clearly, I mean, going for this long time without a job, Richard, has made you think very deeply about these issues, and it has made you angry. We talk a lot about, we hear a lot about unemployed people who have fewer advantages than you do. Many people think that, you would be one of those people that would be preserved or somehow cushioned from this recession. You're not. That's one of the things that set this recession apart, is how broad it has hit people in the country. And maybe that's what is connecting people, is that the state of being unemployed, of being unable to find a job and being out of work, is the same emotional problem, and it's, stress is stressful no matter who you are.
Well, I no longer feel death and hell, let's put it that way. It's a shocking feeling, because I don't care who you are, whether you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or a janitor, when somebody loses their job, the first thing to go is your sense of security, followed by your identity, and then your sense of belonging and sense of purpose, and finally your competence all come into play.
Richard,
it's scarring.
Richard, you're Senior Vice President of Dining Services on an international airline. Now, that's an industry that's downsized significantly. I mean,
yes.
They're not serving the same food on the international airlines unless you're going to Dubai. Can't you get a job at a restaurant?
I've applied for so many jobs, and within the last year, I've submitted more than 800 resumes, both online and in person.
Wow.
And it's a double-edged sword, because ageism does come into play as well, even though it's very difficult to prove, and I wouldn't even consider it. But this country does not reward experience, except if you're maybe Sully Sullenberger and land a plane and the East River. But other than that, it's a very big issue, because this country keeps churning jobs. They engage in corporate greed, corporate wage slavery, and until those issues are addressed and they bring back a standard of living and quality of life for the very citizens who've earned and deserved it.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. That's Richard Iritano. He's former senior VP of dining services at an international airline. 99er ran out of unemployment benefits in March.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.